folks think of convents as the places where we pray. But let us tell you, convents are much more than that today.
Here's what Stephen Holden of the New York Times had to say in his original review of Nonsense. In the era before Broadway became enamored of the so-called conceptual musical, the term musical comedy meant exactly what it said, a show at which audiences would find laughter as well as song. But on Broadway nowadays, lavish spectacle has begun to supersede merriment, and the humor one finds is often more intellectual than farcical. But fans of old-time musical comedy need not despair. Wacky fun, uproarious horseplay, and side-splitting jokes are doing just fine off-Broadway. Nonsense is a madcap review with an hysterical, anything-goes sense of fun. The show's very premise is outrageous. It is supposedly a benefit review put on by the Little Sisters of Hoboken to raise money to bury the last four of 52 nuns who died from botulism. Among the five nuns who do song and dance routines, conduct an audience quiz, and indulge in other shenanigans, the most endearing is Sister Mary Amnesia, a would-be country singer whose irresistibly goofy grin is as wide as her memory is short. Presiding over the show, Sister Mary Cardelia, the Mother Superior, who tries in vain to maintain order, but she's repeatedly undone by her own irrepressible mischievousness. Nonsense is the brainchild of Dan Goggin, who wrote the book, music, and lyrics, and also directed. The Nonsense concept originated as a line of greeting cards featuring the apple-cheeked Miss Farina, a former dental assistant in a nun's habit, offering tart quips with a clerical slant. The cards caught on so quickly that Mr. Goggin decided to expand the concept into a cabaret show, then called The Nonsense Story. Originally scheduled to run 4 days at the Duplex, it remained 38 weeks. Mr. Goggin then decided to expand it into a full-scale revue. Mr. Goggin is a musical comedy buff who came to New York from Alma, Michigan in 1963 with ambitions to be a singer, but he wound up on Broadway acting in the play Luther. Later, he toured for 5 years as a countertenor in the satirical Baroque folk duo, the Saxons. But in the 1970s, he moved to writing from performing, creating industrial shows, touring revues, and a flop Broadway musical titled Legend. For all its wackiness, Nonsense has the ring of personal experience. Mr. Goggin, a former seminarian, was brought up in Roman Catholic schools, and unlike the playwright Christopher Durang, whose Sister Mary Ignatius Explains It All for You, who satirized the darker side of a Catholic upbringing, Mr. Goggin had a thoroughly happy parochial school experience. Many of the nuns who taught me were funny people. I only recall one who was in any way severe, he said. Every nun in the show is based on someone I knew growing up. Of all the people who attend the show, the greatest fans are priests and nuns. That from Stephen Holden in his review for the New York Times from the Nonsense website. We have a chance to take in Nonsense this weekend. This Saturday, March 22nd and Sunday, March 23rd, the much-loved musical comedy will be presented at the People's Security Theater on the campus of Lackawanna College in Scranton. Our Cabaret Productions is partnering with Lackawanna in a professional theater fundraising event to support higher education in the region. John Baldino is on the faculty at Lackawanna College, and while producing the show, he takes the role of Sister Mary Hubert. John Baldino has a long history with Nonsense, and he stopped in at the WVIA Benko studio to talk with us about the show and the return of the regulars to put on the musical they all love. Take us back to the days of theater in Carbondale. Tell us about those glory days.
All right, forgive me if I have a Golden Girls moment. Picture it. Carbondale, 1989. Rob Misko, who started the Corner Bistro Dinner Theater with the generosity of his parents, who owned the Corner Bistro restaurant in downtown Carbondale. he goes to see this show called Nonsense. It was all the rage off Broadway. It had been running, I think, since 86 or 87. And it had just gotten licensed for professional productions. And he saw a tour, I think it was a tour that hit the Pocono Playhouse, which of course isn't there anymore. And he fell in love. He fell in love with the show. And he was chatting with the cast afterwards, because I think his mother knew someone involved in the show somehow. And he was saying he was frustrated because he kept trying to get the rights. He wanted the rights, but as an amateur theater, he couldn't get the rights to do it in Carbondale. Well, the woman who was playing, I believe, Sister Hubert, the role that I now play, said to him, "Rob, I think you should call Samuel French," that was a licensing company, "on Monday. I think you should call them on Monday. You should probably give them a call on Monday, and I'll bet you get the rights." That's all she said. He called on Monday, and he got the rights. So he directed the first non-equity, non-union production of Nonsense in the world in Carbondale, Pennsylvania. And it never stopped from that point. So I came along later. I discovered the Corner Bistro in 1992 when one of my friends in high school with me told me that he went to the theater and got a very small speaking part in the musical Anything Goes. And I thought, all right, if this guy can get a part, I can get a part. And he told me, well, the guy who runs it, Robbie, needs people. So I showed up with my friend at the first rehearsal. I walked up to Robbie. I said, "Hi, my name is John Baldino. Terry tells me that you need people. I'm a person." Fast forward 30-some years, and here we are starring together in Nonsense.
What delights you about the show, and why would you want to keep it going?
So much delights me about this show, because when I got involved in it, it was 92. Rob was directing. At the time, it was an all-female cast. Men couldn't play the roles. And he needed a lighting technician, so I said, yeah, okay, I'll do it. That sounds like fun. And I fell in love with the show. I think the only person more obsessed with this show than I am is probably Robbie. So I loved it. And one of the reasons that I love it and the reason that he loves it is Dan Goggin, who wrote the show, he went to Catholic school. He studied under, I believe, Dominican sisters. So when he wrote Nonsense, his goal with that show was to show what he calls the humor of the nun. He wanted to show people that these sisters are just regular women like everybody else. They just happen to have dedicated their lives to this particular kind of service. So he created the Little Sisters of Hoboken. In fact, every character, the five sisters in the show, are all based upon nuns who taught Dan Goggin. So maybe the spirits of those sisters are floating around us as we do this show. Because Robbie says all the time that a lot of theater companies, and this is true, will do the show and not fully understand it and present it as poking fun at the religious sisters. That's not the way it was intended, and that's not the way we do it. Robbie went to Catholic school. He graduated from Sacred Heart in Carbondale, no longer there. And he was taught by nuns. He became very close with his theater teacher, who was an IHM sister. I went to public school, but I went to CCD, where I was taught by nuns. I went to Marywood, where I was taught by nuns. I've done pro bono work for the Religious Teachers Filippini in Dunmore and in Morristown, New Jersey. So both Robbie and I have a really good understanding of these sisters, their lives, what they do, and what they mean. So our goal with the show is to present them as realistically as possible. Now, that sounds strange, since he and I are men and we play the role and we play the two leading roles. That's because as soon as that habit goes on, John, Rob, Courtney, Laura, Christine melt away. And that sister just takes over our personality. So when I walk out on stage, when Robbie walks out on stage, there's a little, oh, tee-hee, look, it's a guy in a habit. If they know who we are, sometimes the audience doesn't even catch on. But that fades in about 30 seconds. And now you just see these characters, and we are portraying them as genuinely as we possibly can. And that's what makes the show funny. It's the reality, the realism of these sisters, of what they're dealing with, what they're going through, and how they are solving their problems that really becomes hilarious. So it's realistic comedy. It's not satire.
It wasn't enough to have the first, if you'll pardon a bad pun, incarnation of Nonsense. Goggins went on and created a series.
He did. After Nonsense, he created Nonsense 2, The Second Coming, which takes place 6 months after the events of Nonsense. We have produced that one as well. And he also created Nuncrackers, the Nonsense Christmas musical. That's how I first joined the order. I first appeared on stage as Father Virgil. He is a Franciscan friar. Ironically, today I am a secular Franciscan. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a connection there. And Goggin went on to create the Nonsense Jamboree, Nun Sensations, which is the Vegas musical, Meshuggah Nun. In that one, I haven't read the script. In that one, though, I understand they are on a cruise ship, and it, for whatever reason, the sister's on a cruise, and they have to take over a production of Fiddler on the Roof because the entire cast gets seasick. Haven't read it yet. I think that's it. I think that's all the Nonsense shows.
And it is something that clearly holds. If you talk about the 1980s and we're in 2025 and it keeps drawing audiences, we're running out of audiences who may have been taught by sisters, because even parochial schools have a lot of lay teachers now. So it must have something beyond just, oh, I remember Sister Noreen.
It certainly has a lot beyond just the portrayal of the sisters and people's association with religious sisters. You don't have to be Catholic to enjoy this show. This is just a great, funny musical comedy. If you're Catholic, there are some jokes in there that are probably just for you. But people of all faiths, people of no faith, enjoy this show because it is just a well-written comedy with some really great music. And maybe it gives you a little bit of an insight into religious life. One of the greatest compliments that we get is after a show, somebody will come up to us and say, you remind me of ... the sister who taught my music class when I was in high school, my great aunt who was a nun. We do hear that a lot, but more and more we hear my great aunt, or we hear the sister who taught me in kindergarten, because there aren't as many women going into religious life anymore. And that's unfortunate, but we just have to see how that pans out.
John, then introduce us to Sister Hubert and how you make her real.
Sister Mary Hubert is interesting because in the original off-Broadway production and in most of the subsequent tours and professional productions, she was portrayed by a large, boisterous black woman. I am not terribly large. I'm somewhat boisterous. And if you couldn't tell from my voice, I am as white as people come. So I had to reinvent this character. And the way that she was originally portrayed was fantastic and was brilliant. We went a different route. So what I did with Sister Hubert was I took more of a militant approach, because she is the mistress of novices. She is in charge of formation, and she's tough, as is Reverend Mother. So I focused on that, and I made her a little nerdy. And at Rob's suggestion, she thinks that she is very funny. She cracks herself up, laughs at all of her own jokes. So I took a little bit of my mother, put her into this role. I took a little bit of my Aunt Barbara, God rest her soul, who was militant and stubborn, and put her into the role. And I took a little bit of a religious sister who I worked with forever, Sister Donna Seminaro, who was at St. Anthony and Rocco Convent in Dunmore. She's still director of religious education in Dunmore, and I worked with her for a long time. She's a sister with the Religious Teachers Filippini. So you take a little Sister Donna, a little mom, and a little Aunt Barbara, a dash of John Baldino, and shake it up, throw it in a habit, and you have Sister Hubert.
Now, when did you last do it, and the last time did you think it was the last time?
Here's the fun part. The last time we did the show was November 2019. We did not think that would be the last time we would be doing the show. I was actively talking to other organizations about booking Nonsense, and then the world closed. I was having a conversation with one of my friends who's a priest in Southern Maryland. We had done Nonsense for his parish. We were talking about bringing Nonsense too. And then the world closed. I don't think any of us really thought about it from that point forward. When we think of the damage, for lack of a better term, that the pandemic did, and particularly the quarantine phase of the pandemic, we were, as a society, robbed of art. Yes, we still had music, we still had literature, but we didn't have new music, we didn't have new literature, we didn't have live theater, we didn't have live music. So we, I think, were mourning the loss of art in general, the loss of what we do so passionately, which is Nonsense and some of the other Nonsense musicals. And then life went on. Now, back in 2024, I'm an assistant professor at Lackawanna College. So I walked into the provost's office with a scheduled appointment, mind you. And I said to Dr. Preachy, we've been talking about this beautiful theater that we have here at the college, the People's Security Bank Theater, which was one of the original vaudeville theaters in Scranton School District. And the school district actually bought the theater and then built Scranton Central High School around it, which is why I never understood why the inside of that building is a big old giant square. It's because it was built around the theater. So a lot of people don't even know the theater's there. Or they think, oh, it's an auditorium, like you would find in a high school or on a college campus. No. This is the stage that was probably played by the Three Stooges, Abbott and Costello. And think of who else during that era and forward would have played that stage. So I said to Dr. Preachy, let me tell you about nonsense. I explained the concept of the show, and I explained what our cabaret productions does. And she said, sold, we're doing it. I said, oh, that is great, because she said, John, it's sold. And I said, you know, I think it's going to be really terrific. She said, we're doing the show. She handed it off to our skilled and talented advancement department. I've been collaborating with them now for months, and here we are opening on Saturday.
So what does it mean then? Were you rusty? What's it like now doing it? Does it feel different 5 years later?
We were a little rusty. We were doing it once a year up until 2019. In 19, we actually did it in the winter and then again in November, the later winter. So it was really fresh in our minds. We probably could have done that November production without any rehearsals. Now, oh, have we been rehearsing like crazy? We've cut some of the kneeling out of the show. Actually, Robbie, as director, has that authority, for lack of a better term, to cut all of his kneeling out. I still kneel at one point, but I wear knee pads under my habit. So that's kind of changed a little bit. But we did realize while we were rehearsing, Robbie stopped us all and he said, I'm paraphrasing a little, we're kind of phoning this in. And I get it. We all know the show. We've been doing it so long. We all know the show. We don't go up on lines very often during rehearsals. The choreography comes back to us. He said, but we've been doing this so long, even though it's been 5 years, we've done the show for so long that sometimes we're just sort of going through the motions. So we really needed to reinvest our minds into the illusion of the first time, into the energy level and the excitement that this is the first time we're out here doing this. And it's not Robbie's 157th time playing Reverend Mother. And that's only a tiny exaggeration. It's probably like 155. That has brought new life to the show. That with changing up a little bit of choreography and trying some new things technically. We still have our beautiful set pieces designed by Jeff D'Angelo. Set pieces, I guess, some projected images that will help to imply certain scenes. So we're kicking it up a little bit technically, and we're playing probably the most gorgeous theater that we've ever been in.
And Robbie does Mother Superior how?
Brilliantly. Rob plays Sister Mary Regina, the Mother Superior, brilliantly. Like he owns that character. His little slight Irish accent, because she is from the UK. Her whole family is from overseas. So she did not grow up locally like the rest of the sisters did. The rest of the sisters are from Hoboken, where the show takes place. Reverend Mother is not. So we get a little bit of that Irish in there and a little bit of the exhaustion of a Mother Superior who has been dealing with these crazy sisters and all of this catastrophe going on at the convent. Fortunately, she has Sister Hubert at her right hand, who helps her solve every crisis, or at least Sister Hubert would have you believe that. Robbie really immerses himself in that role.
Do we know any of the music outside the show? If you named a song, would we say, oh yeah, I know that?
I think the only musical pieces from Nonsense that you might know outside of the show are the pieces we do in the very beginning. We do a little warm-up, a pre-show warm-up. So we do an audience sing-along. And we sing When the Saints Go Marching In. Who doesn't know When the Saints Go Marching In? And then we sing what we call the Catholic version of Hava Nagila. Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave. Beyond that, the songs are pretty well contained into the show.
And you have established an organization to be the producer of this show. Tell us about Our Cabaret.
Corny Rosencrantz, who plays Sister Robert Ann, and I founded Our Cabaret Productions in 2005. And what we did at the time was we would host variety shows and talent shows for various organizations. Then we stepped it up a little bit and we started creating cabaret shows. And we would do those as fundraising events. And then the Corner Bistro closed. It wasn't time to say goodbye to Nonsense. So I was having a conversation with St. Paul's Parish in Greenridge, Scranton, about bringing the show there as a fundraiser. So I called Rob and I said, here's the deal. Since 1992, you have been dealing with all the headaches, all the hard work of producing a show. I'll take that. I'll take that all from you. You direct, star as Reverend Mother. I'll take care of everything else. And here we are, how many years later?
How can we see it?
The show is happening on Saturday at 7 o'clock, on Sunday at 2 o'clock. And tickets are available at ourcabaret.com. There will be tickets available at the door, some rush tickets. It's a fundraiser. There's a pre-show dinner and a pre-show brunch from Sister Julia's Kitchen. And that is presented by the Kuykendall School of Hospitality at Lackawanna College. And it's happening in 409 Adams, which is the student-run restaurant. You don't have to do dinner. That's an add-on if you want to do it. You can just come and see the show if you want.
John, what's the website or what's the Facebook? How do we find Cabaret online?
Ourcabaret.com is the website. We are on Instagram, Our Cabaret. We are on Facebook, Our Cabaret LLC. Somebody already had Our Cabaret.
And you would be willing to do this anywhere, anytime, if somebody's interested?
Absolutely. People ask when I tell them that I own a small professional theater company, well, where do you perform? And I say, wherever our clients will have us. We don't have a theater or a stage. That is one thing that makes us a little bit different. We go to you. And when you open the original, the old scripts for Nonsense, I don't think this is printed in the new versions, there's a note from Dan Goggin that explains why he created the show. And he says in the note, yes, you can do elaborate sets and do this on a huge stage, but this show is written to be performed anywhere, from a giant stage to a church hall. And we have literally done everything in between as well.
What have you learned about your art, your craft, from this long run? How have you grown?
I think having played Sister Hubert since maybe the early 2000s, I have come to know her much better than I did than when I first took the stage as her. So I've grown more into the role. There's a moment in the dressing room. So my process of getting ready is you put on the tunic and the scapular, and then do makeup, and then the rest of the neck up goes on. And I don't look in the mirror much other than when I'm doing my makeup. Rosary's on my belt, ruler's on my belt, and then Sister Hubert's glasses. When Sister Hubert's glasses go on, I look up into the mirror and I see her. Now, fun fact, up until this production, we used the same pair of glasses that were used in Robbie's original 1989 production. The only reason we're not using them now, I still have them, is because I can't see a thing without my glasses on anymore. So I found identical frames and I had my progressives put into them. So it will be the first time not using those glasses, but I will be able to see what's going on in front of me, which is important.
Although maybe a pratfall wouldn't hurt, right?
Oh, that might happen here and there in the show.
John Baldino, from the faculty at Lackawanna College in Scranton, he takes the role of Sister Mary Hubert in the upcoming production of Nonsense that he is producing through Our Cabaret Productions, partnering with Lackawanna College in a professional theater fundraising event to support higher education in the region. As we heard, John Baldino has a long history with Nonsense, and he talked about his memories and what the show means to him and to the whole crew. It's Nonsense this Saturday, March 22nd at 7 in the evening, and Sunday, March 23rd at 2, and it's at the People's Security Theater on the campus of Lackawanna College in Scranton. As John told us, there will be a pre-show dinner on Saturday and a brunch on Sunday, courtesy of Sister Julia's Kitchen. The dinner is available with an advanced reservation, so you need to let them know you're coming so they'll be ready for you. Tickets for the show, brunch, dinner, and a VIP Meet the Cast reception following the March 22nd performance are available online at ourcabaret.com. ourcabaret.com. As John said, you can get tickets at the door. The dates again, Saturday, March 22nd, this Saturday at 7 in the evening, and a matinee on Sunday, March 23rd at 2, Nonsense at the People's Security Theater on the campus of Lackawanna College in Scranton. For more information on the web, ourcabaret.com, ourcabaret.com.
Hubert is our novice mistress and our guiding light. She's second in command and stands at Reverend Mother's right.
Sister Leo is the youngest. As a novice, she's brand